just boil it and then drop them down in there, you know. It's real good, too. I call them corn dumplings. Hush puppies. Oh, hush puppies. Yeah, that's what... Hush puppies, that's what's fried in deep fat.
Uh-huh.
Corn pone and...
Uh-huh.
Corn pone's what they used to call the, you know, the kind. I don't make that kind. I make it with a spoon and have a batter. You know, make cornbread that way, make it soft. My daddy always said that my mother always just made the corn pone, you know, and he said that his teeth were kind of bad and he just couldn't eat it. And when I married and I started making the spoon bread, why, oh, he just loved that. And she said he wouldn't eat the other, and that was the reason he wouldn't, was because it hurt his teeth. You know, they baked it so hard,
yeah.
You know. Sometimes they would just make it with, I had an aunt. Now, my mother never did make it that way that I ever knew, but I had an aunt that just made it with water and salt.
Mm.
Put that in the cornmeal and baked it. But I wouldn't like it.
And did you ever make something out of cornmeal and fry them just like pancakes?
Uh-huh. Corn mush. You make mush out of meal and then you can fry it. Fritters are what? Those are fritters.
Just fritters.
Uh-huh. Corn fritters.
Okay. I get so interested in all this, I can't be very scientific about the whole thing. Because I'm from the mountains of North Carolina.
Oh.
And I'm a mountaineer too. Andy Griffith and I are from the same home.
Oh, sure enough.
So,
did you know him?
Yes.
Oh, I'm crazy about Andy Griffith. He just tickles me to death, you know, about when he gives that football, you know, what it was football. I think that's one of the funniest things he's ever
done. He's got a new movie out that my wife and I went
to see. Oh, yeah, it's in Chattanooga now.
The best thing, if you get a chance.
I'm going. I said, oh, Andy Griffith, I'm going. And it's in Chattanooga now.
It's a cute music.
Let's see now, what is it? He does
Angel
a little bit.
Angel in My Pocket.
Angel in My Pocket.
He's a minister.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's good.
Well, I'm going to see him. I like it.
What do you call cornbread cooked in ashes of a fire?
Corn pone.
That's
what they used to call it.
What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon? You mentioned something a while ago.
Of the corn.
That was sort of soupy.
Dumplings, was that what you reckon it was? Oh, mush! Mush! Yeah. Uh-huh, mush.
What do you call bread in loaves made of white flour?
White bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big,
tart,
with a hole in the middle?
Oh, a donut.
And made with baking powder. Did you still say that was a donut?
Yeah,
what would you call a similar pastry, same thing, with a hole in the middle, but made with yeast?
Well, now, you make some donuts with yeast. So that other one might be something else, but I don't think I've ever made it.
You'd call them both donuts.
I'd call them both donuts, because I've seen recipes for, you know, with and without the yeast.
What do you call round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup?
Batter cakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Not smoked. Streak of lean, streak of, or fat back. They have, you know,